Blog Talk Radio.
I like to do my music shows not every weekend because, I mean, you truly just can't, you just can't do it if you bring in real. And each and every artist that I bring on my show has their own element, their own individuality, and it's like, man, it might take me a month or two to put out another show in the music edition, but the talent's got to be there. You know, with my first guest tonight, not only has he been on my show a multitude of times, but the 2017 People's Choice Award. I mean, really, the people are speaking. It's not a board of people, but the people are speaking. You know, and this young man is, you know, he's taking me by storm because not only is he tearing it up on stage as a true artist, but he's living a life. He's a true individual in his walk. You know, so I'm blessed in my life to have him up on my show. And bless June 21st, man. I'm going to be up in the house in New York in Queens with you. Welcome to the show, The Young King. What's happening, bro?
Yo, yo, what up? What up, big bro?
Man,
I'm good over this end.
Yeah, yeah. Living the dream, living the dream. Bro, do you ever not perform?
Man, look, sometimes. Man, I be pushing so hard. I'm always in the mix with other artists and other promoters and DJs. So even when I tell myself I'm gonna fall back from the shows. Even when some of my label mates tell me, "Yo, you fall back from the shows," I keep falling into them. Everybody keeps calling me, and you know I'm all about performing. I'm all about getting the music out there. So for me to say no to a show, it's gonna be, you know, once in a blue moon for real.
yeah, right. Cause. You know, hey, to my listeners, he even turned down fam. He even turned down me. He said, "Bruh, I was supposed to do your show last Sunday, you know, and I told everybody about it. But on a moment's notice, you got a call to do another show." You know, that's got to be quite a tremendous feeling. You know, when we go back to when we first met, you know, things was good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of had, we talked about it, and I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, bro, because I want people to see kind of the rebirth of The Young King. You know,
yeah, for sure,
you was
for
pretty
sure.
Much set. Things was ready to drop and just blow the hell up for you, bro. And
yeah.
You kind of had a little adversity. How hard was it for you as an artist? Because I know, man, you know, like in any correlation of life, when you put your heart into it and that it doesn't come through, it kind of sets you back a little bit. How did you pick yourself back up and get where you're at on top again today?
Yeah, the hardest part about that, you know, going through situations and, you know, having things lined up, the hardest thing about it really is it's not about the actual situation. It's about the time and the love you put into what you're doing and the people that you're working with. So, like, when I'm working with people, anybody you see around me, please believe I'm putting my 120% into whatever we're doing together. You know what I'm saying? So when something happens and that falls apart, whether it's your fault, their fault, you know what I'm saying? That it's more of a heartbreak because it's like, man, I put a lot of trust into individuals, or I put a lot of effort, or I put a lot of time. I spend a lot of time away from family to get things done. So, you know, for me to bounce back, I just had to remember that my ultimate goal it isn't going to be stopped by people around me or the things that happen in my life. It can't. Nothing can stop me from reaching my ultimate goal. So that's what keeps me on track, is just knowing what I want, knowing how I got to get there. And, you know, I'm used to people falling off left and right, you know what I'm saying? So I can bounce back from somebody falling off. So, you know, just having that goal, having that game plan set, and just fill those roles with the team around me, man. That's what got me back on my grind. So I'm back at it. We back touring. The music is on the way next month. Dropping a mixtape. August 10th, I'm dropping the album. So we back in there, man. We back at it.
You know, we talked about it many times, but, you know, you caught me off guard in life. Brother Showers Award, you know, that's like wearing your stripes, man. You got to be proud of what you've accomplished. You know, my mutual host who isn't here with us today, you know, he's an artist himself, and he even said, you know, that in some aspects, that's even greater than winning a Grammy, having the People's Choice. And
right.
We kind of went in depth on it that day. Looking back at it, do you kind of still feel the same way the people spoke and, you know, the young king is here?
Yeah, I definitely still feel that same way, man, for sure. I mean, I got that award sitting on my desk right where I record, right next to my MacBook, right next to the laptop and the desktop. I look at it every day, you know what I'm saying? Because even if I get a Grammy, that Grammy didn't come from the people who've been listening to my music for years. It didn't come from the people who were buying my tickets and buying my T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? So the People's Choice Award really shows the support that I got from the people in the community, the people overseas that were voting for me, you know, my old teachers, or down to my old employers, you know what I'm saying? People who just know me and just support and know that my dream is real. So this major for me to get, especially in my city, Philadelphia, man, we got the best talent in the world. Like, it's a lot of rappers, a lot of spitters, a lot of artists. So for me to beat out every artist in the city, that alone, I can sit back and say that alone is major. A lot of people can't say that from Philadelphia. So People's Choice is way, way bigger than the Grammy in my eyes right now.
Oh, most definitely. You've proven that on the daily. You know, when a certain name comes to mind, I kind of want to get your thoughts because, you know, my show is kind of, it's different than Sway. It's different than everybody else. It's just real.
Mm-hmm.
It's OG style, man. I got a young buck on the front porch and we just chilling, homie.
But right.
A certain name come up, Michael Katz. What does that name mean to you? I mean, moving forward into June 21st.
It's a major name to know. I'm glad that he's in my contact list and my phone, man, because, one, this is the first time I've been offered a set of 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm offered a 45-minute set from someone who, you know, could find an artist anywhere in the country. You can find somebody anywhere. You can find artists in any city, any small town. So for him to reach out, for him to have the credibility that he does have, and for him to reach out and recognize me as an artist and a performer, and for me to come to a show, that's another major accomplishment. I might as well put a little plaque next to my award. You know, I got the Don McGuire show. I got the Michael Katz show. I got the Philly Hip Hop Awards. I mean, I'm feeling good right now.
Right. Like, you know, I'm going to kind of take it a little deeper because, you know, it's kind of weird. And, God, you know, to my listeners, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. It just shows you how much intent I put into who I believe in and what this show is about. You look at Metanoise.
Right.
They came on my show way, way, way back. You look at Mad Squabble, came on my show way back. You know, me and you, we go back about a year. You know, and now all three of you, three out of four artists that have been on my show are going to be on the same stage in one night in Queens. You know, what does it mean for that to coincide, and what does it mean for actually for me to be there and see you through this night, brother?
Honestly, man, on some real, your eye, your ear, you know what I'm saying, for what's coming out next, what's popping, you know what I'm saying? You have that gift to be able to just look and tell that this artist is the one, this artist coming up next, and your resume shows it. So for you to say that about us and that group and for us all to be on the same stage, that's major, especially with you being in the building, you know what I'm saying? You made pivotal moves for a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, without saying too much. You do a lot for the artists, you do a lot for the people. So to have you there, it makes the show 20 more times worth it. Because like I said, I perform all the time. So when I have people around that I generally care for, generally vibe with, you know what I'm saying? You big homie, you big bro to me. So to have big bro come through and see me do my thing, that's like Christmas right there. You feel me?
Yeah. I feel you 100, man. Now, I'm going to kind of take you deep because we talked about this on the first show. So I just want to kind of let people know a little bit where this comes from. you know, I know where it comes from, and I'm not going to make you say it if you don't want to, but who was your true inspiration in writing and guiding you down this path?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't ever go without saying my grandma, number one, for sure. Shout out my grandma. She introduced me to music. She catered to my passion for music. And when I took the time to start writing my own poetry and writing my own music and bars, she took the time to show me, you know, the format. She told me about syllables. And, you know, she basically showed me how to write. So without her, I'd just be out here freestyling all day, trying to put words together. But she told me how to write. So that's my number one influence. Without her, I don't know where I would be, if I would be good, if I would even be in the music business. You know what I'm saying? So number one, that's definitely her. And then my mom's number two. My mom's was the opposite of my grandma. My grandma pushing me to do the music. My mom telling me, go get a job, go to school, get an income that's going to be, you know, it's consistent. You know, you never know with the music business. So once I did get my break, shout out to Raw Life Records, giving me my distribution deal, my mom saw that the hard work, you know, it paid off. So, and it's still paying off. So I got the support from my mom, but she motivated me because not only did I want to prove her wrong, I still was doing it because I wanted to get her out the struggle. You know what I'm saying? So even though she's like, no, don't do it this way. And I'm like, I'm going to do it this way, and I'm still going to make sure you're good. You know what I mean? So that was my number one, number two motivations right there.
Yeah, you know, this last year and a half for you has been tremendous, man. You're starting to blow up every way which possible, which is cool because yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, it's Father's Day. You're a father. I know you've got, you know, some aspect of your life like that. And So in reality, when you talk about your grandma, your mama, and now the other people that are in your life, how much more does it mean to you that this part of your legacy, the first chapter of your book is already written, chapter two fitting to begin. What does that mean to the young king?
It's major for me because at this point in life, I can really, really learn from what I've been through. You know, when you're younger, it's not much you can learn from other than your experience, and you're just constantly learning. So at this point in my life, I learned a good amount to be able to open this second step in my life and really, really execute everything I want to do when it comes to down to being a father, a good man, a good person in general. That's everything outside the artistry, you know what I'm saying? Just being a good person in general is always my go-to thing. It's how I was just raised. You know, my father wasn't around to raise me. Later on in my life, I had my stepdad raise me, so I learned a lot from him. Rest in peace to him. But, you know, being a father, being a businessman, being an artist, it's all the same thing to me. It's all, you put 100% love into it, and you hope you get that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. You know, Khalid said, you could be an artist and spit bars all day long, but if there's no feeling or no bop to it, no rhyme or reason to it, then an artist has no right being up on stage. What has given the young king that bop, that essence, that truly set you apart from others coming up in the ringtone or mumble rap industry?
Yeah, I feel like being as though my first goal in music was to make sure I stayed 100%. Pure to myself, you know what I'm saying? I always heard, and entertainment period, you know, people sell themselves, people change and everything, and I always made myself like, look, if, no matter how much money I get, no matter how much money I don't get, I'm gonna remain the same. So with that, tied into a lot of life experience, tied into a lot of days and years listening to music, studying music, and then being myself and putting it all together, you kind of just make your own formula to life and your own formula to how you present yourself. So with that, I just, you know, I fall into place with how I put this music together to keep everybody rocking. 100%, 100% purity, 100% good intent with everything I do. And I love it. You know, if you don't love it, you're going to tell somebody loves something or not. You're going to tell the way they present it. You're going to tell when you look on the stage and see them rapping a life away, you know what I'm saying? You're going to tell who really loves this shit and who really just hear it just because they think they're going to get a gold chain, you know what I mean? They're going to get a couple of dollars in their pocket.
Yeah, you know, one thing I don't think the industry really understands is you've got these artists that will pay to perform, and then you've got these artists like you who earn to perform. How much of a hindrance is it for true artists like yourself that would rather let your style, let who you are earn you that slot rather than pay for a slot? You know, how do you feel
right.
those types of artists are hindering the music industry?
I feel like I can't really blame the artist because when I first started into the music industry, I also paid to perform. I would pay, you know, and then have to sell tickets and go through all those steps. But what I do blame is the study and the education of, you know, whatever you dive into, you got to study fully and understand how it works. So I blame myself, and I don't blame other artists for paying to perform because that's just another way for, you know, people to get money. It's another hustle in the industry. So what I always tell people when, you know, they're out paying to perform, if you're going to pay to perform, make sure everybody in that building leaves with something of yours that night. Or make sure everybody in that building purchases something that made up for you paying to perform. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to pay $200 to perform, go sell $300-$400 in merchandise. So it's always going to be around. There's no way around it. I hate it. I hate that you have to pay to perform. I hate you have to pay to display your artistry. But it's not going anywhere. So what people got to do is just take advantage of the opportunity and really get their music out there. Don't just go perform and leave. Stay networked. Stay talk to DJs. You know what I'm saying? And really vibe out.
Yeah, make it worth what you paid into it. You know,
right.
The reason I bring this up is because a lot of people doesn't, you know, they don't know this exists. You know, you tell people and they think you're full of shit. But, you know, I'm not going to mention the major artists that I was working with. But I know, like, the opening act, dude, had to pay $1,000 to do two songs.
Right.
And I was yeah, man, I was feeling for brother because it was like, here, obviously he got the passion because he wouldn't be trying to do what he do. But at the same time, you know, when does an artist have to realize that paying to perform really isn't getting them anywhere, and they truly got to just realize that they're never going to be successful in this industry?
They got the faster they realize that, the faster they'll level up. The faster you realize that you're never, ever supposed to put money out to other individuals who are not going to do more than put you on a stage. You know what I'm saying? You can put yourself on a stage. You can go out, and we out in Philly, you can go out on the South Street on a corner, put out a little speaker, hook up a microphone, and that can be a stage for free. You know what I'm saying? So when people realize that, you know, instead of paying for this show to perform, maybe I should go put this money into getting some radio spins or getting some good album arts or getting some real promotion online or getting a dope radio interview with Don McGuire, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, put the money in places where it's going to benefit you for the long run, not just, okay, for the night I got a show with whoever, Joey Badass, whoever you want to perform, open up for. Because those people are there to see Joey, not you. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you have your own show and you put in your own stage together, your own venue, everybody in that building is going to show up for you, no matter if it's 20 or 100 people or 1,000 people. That's where your money's supposed to go and promote your own show, make your own money back. But if you don't realize that as an artist, man, you're going to be paying left and right, and you're going to lose all your money. You're going to lose all your encouragement to keep pushing because you're not going to see progress doing show after show.
Yeah, well, we're going to drop a little something right here and let people know why you don't have to pay to play. Here we go.
Let's get it.
I'm in the booth, say something on the mic. Booth, say something heavy.
Oh, yo, that's what I'm talking about. My young boy up in the booth, he get ready to kick it live.
Classic right here, baby.
Go!
Whip bomb, I get deported. Fish me alive, less than anointed. Broke this at 111, recorded.
Great.
Clock struck 12, bank on Warner.
Bang.
Might sound with Stoney just for some stock, nigga. Still independent, been in the lot, nigga. Cream on the seats, cream of the crop, nigga. Had to wait for the heat, then with the yacht, nigga. Talk overseas, no Portuguese. I made kids on the sleeve, my soul is clean.
My soul is clean.
Where the respect, or just a check. Lessons in the city where they preach them on the back. Papa told me, don't trust no more. Mama told me don't trust no hoe.
Yeah.
Show these sweet sides, baby, that's a no go. Start to find your balance, some niggas got a rope. Papa told me don't trust no more. Mama told me don't trust no hoe.
shorties with the size, baby, that's a no-go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to find a certain niggas gotta roll.
I'm from the top of the wave, I'm texting a Sula, bitch, what it do? I never call on my boo, cause every weekend they be loving the crew. They never play with my loot, I pull up and fix it, I don't need a tool. Zookeeper look for the scoop, I swear I'm the pool when I need a booth. Yeah, yeah. Flex all on myself, I done flex all on myself. I ran off to the check.
Yeah, that's all heavy every time. Yeah. I'm here, Marvin. I'm here, dancing, Marvin. That's gonna get me every time right there.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna be lying, man. That right there is just popping to me, bro. But you know, about a year ago, about the same time we met, the gentleman that's on that track with you walked into your life, and there was a brotherhood that was established. What did it mean for somebody like the Young King to add family like Checks?
Bro, it's really so major on multiple levels because, one, you know, number one, I'm always for helping people. I'm always for, you know, giving a path, giving a way. Whatever way I can help somebody out, I'm always down to do it. You know what I'm saying? So when you have somebody who comes in with that same mindset and y'all on the same team and y'all both make dope music, y'all both got good business minds, and there's no egos involved. Nobody cares who get on first. Nobody cares who gets more followers or more love. When you get something like that, man, you can't replace it at all. There's nothing in the world I can replace with true brotherhood, true friendship, and true love, because no matter what I went through in this last year with him, no matter what we went through, and we went through a lot in a short year, it always came back to, all right, bro, we're going to lock in. What we got to do next? On to the next. Let's forget that it didn't work. What's next? You know what I'm saying? It was never, oh, this didn't work. We all lose encouragement. We all fall back. We just kept at it. And having somebody like Checks around, and even the rest of the crew, Ace Gang and everybody else who's really pushing, we can't replace it, man. Even after the music, even outside the music. If I stop today, tomorrow, those same cats that I'm with will still be around. You know what I'm saying? So it's more than just making music and trying to make a couple of dollars. It's a real love, real friendship, real brotherhood around here.
And that's something that just don't exist in this industry anymore, bro. You know,
yeah.
When I was at Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, it was like watching 28 years of a legacy, you know, in front of me. And someone had made a rude comment, and, you know, right in the middle of a show, and they said, others are out there making hits, but we're out there creating. Oh, bro, God, man, bad time to have a brain for it. but you feel me? What Bone Thugs and Harmony has done for the industry, it can't be replicated. You can't replicate that. You know, to be able to have family like that, and then even like the opener of the show, man, was done by Poe from the Russian Hack Job and the Lunatic Family. You know, it's been a humbling ride for me, you know, creating, you know, an aspect for you guys to come on. You know, I shot concerts, but I never had the willingness, because I never thought the industry would open its arms like it did. But you artists have made it tremendous, you know, for me to give you guys a platform now. And now I get to see the growth in not just the sports world, but in the music world. And I appreciate the comments you said earlier that I have a good ear. Nah, bro, I just know what real music is. And a lot of stuff that's being perpetuated today, it's not music. It's not music.
It's
you
not
don't
music.
See that
it's
that
not.
Passion, that love, that, you know, you got to have that it. I mean, I can't actually explain what that it is, but it's a drive. It's a determination. You know, we talked about earlier about that bop and the Young King. You know, what influences you in your path, and not only on your path, but when you step out on stage?
Mostly, man, it's really the energy that I put into the music and that I get from the people around me, because it don't even matter if it's 10 people, 3 people, or 1,000 people. Like, my shows and my presentation is always going to be the same, because it's authentic. It's 100% real. So when that song Told Me comes on, that feeling that I got when I made that song, it stays, because it was real. It was a real feeling. It was real words, real content. So you know what I'm saying? It's just, you can't lose that. That's why when I see, like, shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, they really paved the way for a lot of these artists a lot of these rappers that are singing on hip hop beats, like they paved the way for a lot of that. So when I see them, you know, they out touring and they performing those hits that they made when I wasn't even born yet. You know what I'm saying? Like this 20 years ago, 28 years ago, whatever. I wasn't born. They making hits and they still killing it. They still step on that stage and they give you that same energy, and that's a motivation to me to be like, yeah, I can do that because I feel that. You know what I'm saying? And I feel it. It's different from being like, oh, I can mimic it or I can do what they do. It's like, no, I get that same vibe, that same energy. You can't fake energy, man. I don't care how gangster you are, how good of an actor you are. You just can't fake energy. You know, good energy, you know, bad energy. And you know, that's all I put into the music, is that good energy. Even when I make a diss track for these cats.
Right? I feel you there because, you know what, it's like a passing of the torch because, you know, one thing on, you know, this was the 25th anniversary of the album 1999, and that's what this tour was based on. But at the beginning of every night, they paid homage to Eazy-E. And, you know, it was like a passing of the torch from Eazy-E to them, and they ran with it. Now it's like a passing of a torch from them to artists like you. And I think that's what's keeping the industry growing. I think that's what's, it's starting to peak in the hip-hop movement. And this aspect is because, you know, old-school relevance is proving to be what is making you young artists successful. You know, that's one. I'm not going to sit back here and lie, bro. I'm going to be real with you. You know, if you were a ringtone rapper or a mumble rapper, or you just didn't have it, you wouldn't be up on my show. I mean, I'm straight real. Yeah, I mean, you know who I fucks with. And it's like, you know, you earn that right. You know, I just don't, you know, I'm not going to water down an industry that's already inundated. You know, I'm going to play another track here real quick. And bruh, I hope to God it's right when my board has just lost everything on here. But I'm gonna hit this, and I'm, hey man, just say stop, man, if it ain't you. But I believe it is. But here we go.
Right, let's get it. Oh yeah, that's the one right there.
The feeling. Yeah, I was king.
Available on iTunes everywhere. Spotify, Tidal. Produced by Digital Freaks. Let's get it.
Yeah, I was king, so I ain't had to feel it. Maza hustle, had the freshest of minutes. Pops a shooter, and I never seen weapons. Got some moves, I can build me some weapons. I was king, so I ain't had to feel it. Mom's a hustle, had the freshest of minutes. Pops a shooter, and I never seen weapons. Got some moves, I can build me some weapons.
Look. Crowd surf, get lit with me, nigga. Niggas turn up, it's like Gemini, nigga. Smoking like it's winning, Timony, nigga. Mixing up the word like chemistry, nigga. I'm in the mouth like it's dentistry. I got you black for my enemy. Just got the shiny new crown belt. Pop out your press with my pound belt. I just got gang up in two sentences. Free on my god, that's a few sentences. That's not that we got a few sentences. You as fresh as a van sweater. You brains, I'm advanced weather. You government, I'm advanced cheddar. Album styles, couple bands better. Yo, new bitch, but a man's messer. Uptown chasing dollars with Benji. TC willing, puzzle bodies be dizzy. Bully niggas and I run it like 50. Cut the beard holes, think I'm like 20. Fucking smoke, you would think I'm a hippie. Tattoos and she think it's a hickey. Bad mistakes, I done, I was trippy. These toes fraud and they love kind of fitted. Like I was king, so I ain't had to fit it. Mom's a hustler, had the freshest of linen. Pops a shooter and I never seen weapons. Got some movers, I can build me some blessings. I was king, so I ain't had to fit it. Mom's a hustler, so the freshest of linen. Pops a shooter, but I never seen weapons. Got some movers, I can build me some blessings.
Yeah, man, that's killing it right there. That's killing it.
I was king. That's the wave. That song right there. That was the first time I crowd surfed, and that was the most lit motherfucking moment in my performance career. And that song forever gonna go down in history. And then I was king. That song is everywhere. iTunes, Pandora, Tidal, produced by Digital Crates. But yo, when I laid that track, and it was kind of like, you know how they say Tupac used to rap things into an existence. That was a lot of my music be like that, and that was one of them. It was like, I never crowd surfed before I made that song. I never crowd surfed. So the first line I said, crowd surf, get lit with me, nigga. And as soon as I said that shit, ever since then, I'm like, I got crowd surf now.
I
dove right in the crowd. Like, shout out to Internal Rhyme. I did a show with him down at Bourbon and Branch. and that shit was lit. This is the, that energy that was on that show, on that stage that night, the same energy I'm going to bring up on the 21st. We're going to be all the way turned up, man. Queens ain't ready, man. I don't know if they're ready. You got somebody might have to call Nas up or something, man.
Right? You know, I'm going to be up in house. They better get Mos Def for some. Oh, I believe, isn't Russell Simmons really going to be there?
That's what I heard. I'm not sure. You know, it's a celebrity guys, man. You know, you never know if they're going to show up or not. But if they do, man, they definitely going to get a hell of a show from everybody on the card. Shout out to Mask Wobbles. Shout out to Meta Noise, man. I'm excited, man. You going to be there. We're going to go all the way up. Who knows what we're going to do at the after party. Who knows what we're going to do at the pre-party.
Right.
It's going to be a great day, though, for sure.
Oh, most definitely, fam. You know, it's going to be above lit. It's going to be above lit. We're going to set the new lit factor, bro.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's humbling for me. You know, I'll be honest with you. Because to have artists say that they feel I should be there, it truly just shows what I'm bringing to the world is meant to be, because, you know, having you guys say that I need to be there on June 21st, which is 2 days before my birthday, people, so this is totally dope for me. This is righteous. All I want is some Jamaican food, some wobbles, some Meta Noise, and some Young King.
Right.
You know,
he's
I'm
good.
Getting straight legit, bro. You know,
right.
It's always an honor to have you on, man. And you know, this Father's Day is truly a blessed day. You know, it ain't for me because my daddy, last time I saw him, bro, we don't even want to go there. But, you know, the thing about it is I want to give a word to your fans and to my people. You know, sometimes life isn't always that Warden June Cleaver aspect, you know, and I know y'all feel me on that, but there's a lot
100%.
Of time where daddy was never there. So
right.
On this Father's Day, I'd like to thank a lot of the mothers out there, especially mine in heaven.
Sure.
Because you was my mama, you was my daddy, you was everything,
right.
You know,
right.
And
big fact.
A lot of people don't feel that, bro. What does that statement mean to the Young King? Do you feel me on that?
Man, look, my mom told me how to shave. My mom told me how to cut my own hair. She told me how to cook. She told me how to talk to a girl. She told me how to clean, wash clothes, drive. It's, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can take away from anything, of any fathers in the world. But I can say that my mom played both roles 100% fullest. Like, everything I needed, she had for me, regardless if we really had it or not. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if we was going to be late on these pills, whatever it was that I asked for, she made sure if it was really a thing I needed, she got it for me. And not having my father around during that time really, it really changed my mindset on what it was to be a man at the time. You know, I'm learning from my mom. I've never seen a man around to do anything for us. So my whole mindset was, well, I guess the females do everything in life. You know what I'm saying? So the females do it all. So, you know, that's why I respect women so much, because I know it takes a different kind of love to be able to sit down and really, you know, hold down a household on your own. A lot of people would give up, and my mom didn't. So I got to say happy Father's Day to my mom, happy Father's Day to my grandma, because they definitely raised a man and me, and definitely did a good job.
You know, this is so profound. You know, I know it's a little bit off topic. I'm going to let you go here shortly because I told you we wouldn't keep this interview too long because I know you got
good.
Studio
so
time
good.
To get to. But, you know, it's like, man, I look at life and, you know, there's two things that are truly missing. The knowledge and the respect for the elderly. You know, people just don't put any time into that. And people, I'm telling you from my heart, and I'm 50-something years old. I ain't going to say how old I am, but, you know, the knowledge is in the elderly people. If you want to learn what life is truly about and find a pathway or an understanding of something you don't understand, don't just throw them old people away. You know, God gave us two ears and a mouth for a reason. And trust me, the elderly is that reason. So, you know, whether you think you're too big or that ain't your role or whatever, man, feel me on this.
Yeah.
Check out some old
people. I definitely
feel
you on that, man. I definitely feel you on that.
I mean,
a lot of people don't know. A lot of people, my fault to cut you off. So a lot of people don't know that, you know, I work in the nursing field. So outside of the music, I'm actually working on hospice cases and working on, you know, family in-house services, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And I'm kicking with the old heads all the time, man. I learn so much from them about whether it's history, the government, life, business. Like, a lot of the people I've worked for to help, a lot of people that I was taking care of, you know what I'm saying, physically, they taught me a lot about life. And they don't mind talking. That's what they're here for, and I'm here to listen. So anybody out here disrespecting your elders, man, you don't get a cosign from Young King at all. You know what I'm saying? Take care of the elderly. Take care of your parents. Even if you don't know these people, if they out on the street, just hold the door open. Something so light, hold the door open. You know what I'm saying? Say hello. Show respect, because you never know what game they can give you. And you never know who they know. You know what I'm saying? Some people, some of these old people been in all kinds of industries, all kinds of business. You know what I'm saying? They might know your favorite artist somehow. Or they might know the manager to your favorite artist. So you got to respect everybody, but definitely take care of the elderly, man. Definitely take care of the elderly, man. We're going to be there one day, so we're going to want the same treatment.
Hey, I'm already there, bro. I'm already there. You know, I'm going to drop one more track before we let you go. And then when we come back, we'll finish things up. But hopefully, man, tell me if it's wrong, because like I said, my board went blank, and I'm shooting from knowledge, bro.
Right,
so,
right.
Here we
one for one right now. Got it. My world. Featuring Gina Zell, produced by Digital
Treatment.
Title, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
If I rule the world, I give it to my baby girls. Peace to my sons, rain peace, stay thorough. Nothing is impossible, do everything colossal. So everything you amount to, it's either let them doubt you. We gifted, think like and we speak truth. We don't step on and stepped on, it ain't true. Blessed up on blessings in this life, no take two. Well, love, pretty fun, just be you. Nothing really matter, right? As they watch through the set of light, test me as a burning night. Don't let them tell you that they don't know. Right. We all know better, right? Everybody won't make it, gotta sit with you. Everybody picks sides, so you gotta keep it true. Want for your brother what you want for you. And never let your sister need, that's a king life, stay true. Smoke, lit every day, but they don't block the hustle, shine on the bread any day. Sacrifice the time and hand y'all the bid.
Right.
Game, they ain't give it to the rest of the kids. Take those, follow through, and everybody get fed. Mine first, cause you know that she major. First thing I learned, street code, do amazing. Got me fit to be a star, no tailor. Pass off the light, hold it down, get paper. Yeah, cause the money buy freedom, money buy health.
Woo! That's another one of them bangers right there, man. I'll be listening like, yo, that's me.
All right. Yeah, man. And I'm two for two. You know, sure no man can't count. You know, it's been a blessing having you on today, bro, because I know today's a very sanctifying day in a lot of people's lives, with it being Father's Day.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm glad you feel me on that, you know, paying respect to the women that were fathers too in this world. A lot of people really don't look at life in that aspect. But you're not,
right,
man, you're not a normal type of artist, bro. You know, you're real. You talk about your mama, your grandmother. You talk about her poetry, how you created yourself from that aspect. And
right,
to carry on
right,
that pride, to carry on that family name, it truly represents what the Young King is, and the artist that I believed in, and the artist that I brought on my show to begin with. All the hard work has been you, brother. I've just been sharing your voice, sharing who you are. The world going to know you. You're going to be a household name. Bet that.
That's amazing.
Looking forward
that's
to
amazing
seeing you. Yeah, that's real. Because you already know I got to set that meeting up with you and that other person. So I'll make
right,
that three-way
big
happen. Yeah, I'll make that three-way happen. And we'll go from there. I mean, you may be ruling the world, bro. You may be, you know, on the real.
Listen,
it's kind of humbling.
It's humbling to me because, like I said, man, it don't matter how much work I really put in, because without somebody recognizing it, all that works for nothing, man. So even if you was the only person to ever reach out to me, that's major to me, because nobody see what I do behind the scenes. They only know what I tell them I do, and I don't tell them everything. You know what I'm saying? So when you go and you reach out and you put me on a platform for thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to hear my voice, to listen to what I got to say, to see the realness and positivity that comes from hip hop that people try to push out of the game, it's 100% appreciated and always welcome. But I can't say that it's all me, because without you, without your platforms, without people like you, nobody would hear me, man. So I appreciate you. So shout out to you, and shout out to everybody else who's been supporting me this far, because I go on every day with that. As soon as somebody calls me or texts me, yo, I listen to your song, whatever it is, it can be the smallest thing, but that's the most motivation to an artist, because that means that time I put in did something for somebody. Even if it's just one person, I did something for somebody. I made somebody feel better, or I gave somebody some insight. Whatever it is, it's progress. As long as it's progress and love.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, just to my listeners, as you know, download this episode. The more airplay it gets next week on iTunes and Univision. But still to date, the Young King still has the record at, I believe it's 223,000 live listens, and almost that many downloaded. So when you really look at it, that show was close to 500,000 listeners, whether it was live or through the archives. So that's saying something about the Young King. So on that note, why don't you drop a little bit of knowledge about June 21st, Queens, New York,
June 21st,
and we'll let you get up out of here.
June 21st, Queens, New York. We're at Blackthorn. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be one of the most lit shows on the East Coast that night, if not this month. I'm putting all my effort on the stage. I got some major people coming out with me. I got the gang coming through with me. Shout out to Michael Katz for giving me the opportunity. I'm going to give y'all some of the new album work. I'm going to give y'all some old album work. I'm going to have a couple artists perform with me that y'all never seen before perform or heard music from. It's going to be a real big show, man. So that's why I'm so excited you're going to be there. I'm excited that everybody's coming out. We like 5-6 cars deep, leaving Philly to come to New York. So, you know, it's going to be mobbed out. And right after that, we're going right down to Atlanta. So shout out to Hip Hop Says 87. We'd be down to Atlanta on the 23rd. Got another show down there. Then we coming back to Philly on July 2nd. We'll be at the Vultures Lounge with Jalil Beats, Y.O. Chi, a bunch of other big names. So, man, make one of these shows. But if y'all can make it to June 21st, y'all won't be upset.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to be mad at you. With that being said, my brother, much love. If there's any shout-outs to any family, social media,
anything else you want to add
to the program, it's all you.
All right, that's a bet, man. First, I want to shout out to all my sponsors. Hip Hop Since 1987, Philly Fried Edibles, Show Grow Out in Cali, Fresh Like I, Raw Life Records for the distribution, Cali Essentials, the new body line that's coming out. We got a cancer-free body essentials line that makes sure there's no unwanted chemicals. Everything's natural. You know what I'm saying? Everything is about positivity I do, and including the things I use and put on my body. It's all about health, promoting greatness. So shout out to my family, my moms, my grandma, shout out my kids, shout out the world, man. I got so many people I want to shout out. I could talk for days, but you know, you listen to my voice, shout out to you for tuning in, and that's how we rocking, man. It's the Young King, at the Young King everything, Instagram, at the Young King, Twitter, at the Young King, YouTube, everywhere, the title, Spotify, I'm everywhere.
Right, everywhere. It's soon to be a household name.
I'm praying for it, man.
Oh, that day's coming. That day's coming, my friend. Much love, my brother. I want to wish you the best of the rest of your evening on Family's Day. Give you little youngins love for me. Much love
right,
for me
right
to you, brother.
You.
I can't wait to see you on June 21st.
Right,
21st. We doing it,
man. I'll see you then.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
All right. Keep it lit till then, bro. God bless you.
You too. Speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Young King, 2017. People's Choice Award. Man, truly, man, you gotta go June 21st, Queens, New York, Blackhorn Theater. It's gonna be dope. We're gonna jump now to Cash. Running a little bit behind, but y'all gonna wanna hear this fella.
Hello.
Hey, Cash, this is Tom McGuire. I'm backstage. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man?
Sorry I ran a little bit behind, but I had the 2017 People Choice Award for BT on the show, Manny. We kind of got a little... I'll be seeing him on the 21st, so we got a little long-winded there. But, you know,
that's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to share you with the world, my brother. You know, what initially brought you? You know, I already know to my listeners, he was a fighter. You know, so this is kind of the trip. You go from being a fighter to being an artist. What helped you make that transition from the cage to the stage, bro?
I want to call it fate. You know what I mean? In similar ways, there's a lot of similarities in between the two arts, man. You said it yourself. You went from being a martial artist to an artist to an actual rapper. But I believe it's the same, man. It's that hard work, that toughness, that grit, that grind, you know, of doing it. We all got a story to tell. You know, you look at some guys that are in the cage, you know, just by the looks of them, you can tell they got a story, you know, or whatever, you know, what they fight for. And then, you know, then you see some guys that are rapping or some guys that are in the music industry that, you know, they share that same thing. That's what makes their music so good, that they can portray it in words, you know. So that's how it became pretty easy to me. But to me, I just think it was fate, man, something I was meant to do.
Yeah, you know, I believe that too, because, you know, listening to your music, it just kind of caught me off guard. I'll be honest with you. You know, to my listeners, a mutual homie of mine said, bro, you got to check this dude out. And you know what? I'll be quite honest with you. I'm glad I did, because... what you bring to the artistry is tremendous. You know, honestly, I'm gonna be straight up, bro. I was kind of like, all right, you're gonna bring me somebody else. And like I told the Young King, because you know he commended me on my ear for the art of music.
Right.
And just about everybody I fuck with, you know, has gone somewhere, so I hold that very near and dear to my heart. So like I told people earlier, I just don't do a music show every weekend or every month. I do it when I feel the time is right, when I found people that truly deserve to be on the show. And I found that in you, and it kind of blew me away. So before we take the interview any further, I'm going to jump and play. I know it's not faded to my listeners, but... I'll cut it when I feel it's right, but I feel this is a necessity to start the show off. Drop it with a little bit of his music, and you can hear what Cash is all about, because this is what captured me, and I think it's going to capture you.
Hey, smooth. Volume up. Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the motherfucking strings, yeah, that part. I'm just in it for the cream, yeah, that part. I grew up with hood dreams, yeah, that part. So I want a hood thing, yeah, that part. Must have the mayo on gold things, that part. Cuban link, pinky ring, yeah, that part. Thick ass bankroll, yeah, that part. Hella thick assholes, yeah, that part. I'm like Tupac, fresh out, spitting on you niggas. Or something like a dyke, I'm spitting on you kittens. Shoulders, homie, you can get the mittens. We can go for the holster and the bow to get the spit. Gorilla militia tactics, yeah, that part. I'm a Sacramento king, yeah, that part.
That's
in my 9-hole 16, that part. Love my motherfucking city, yeah, that part. Shit is kinda greedy, yeah, that part. Grimy, yeah, that part. Slimy, yeah, that part. Brother just rhyming, yeah, that part. Little spit.
Damn, son. That shit's lit, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is lit. You know, A lot of my listeners probably aren't going to understand this, but I know you will. You know, that kind of takes me back to Miller Park, back to the day when I was a youngin', bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just deep, man. What, you know, because that's the correlation with you and all the artists that I've been bringing on my show. You bring in essence of the past with your own flavor, and then you add that new era twist to it. What was it that allowed you to bring this essence to the artistry? Because it's truly a lost art in music.
That's why I did it, because it's losing itself. You know what I mean? I grew up around music, so music was a part of me, all types of music, old, new, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to continue to these young kids that are putting music out. The young kids are making music for the young kids, but I still like music, so I still want to hear stuff new. And then sometimes a lot of the new stuff that's out, I don't really like it, or I can't, you know, really feel it, or you know, they're speaking on some stuff that I don't know about. So, but some of them are really talented. But I never rapped. I didn't start doing this till 2 years ago, but I'm thinking, man, I'm tired of putting the radio on and it'd be garbage to me. Now, to my kids, they like it, but to me, I don't like it. I want to hear something nice. You know what I mean? It's an old school flavor. And then I feel like the music that we had in the 90s growing up, 80s and 90s, especially with hip hop, man, that they had a message. You know, we had a message to put out. You heard storytelling and Spice One and, you know, Tupac and E-40 gained you up, you know, stuff like those, the people that I listen to, you know. And then I just wanted to bring that out to the younger culture, man, because we have artists that we listened to back in the day and that we kind of grew up on. You know, they had messages and they taught you a lot, you know. So I just wanted to bring that out, you know, wanted to bring the old school out and still, you know what I mean, have a little bit of new flavor, you know, that's all.
Oh, man, it's deep like that, because I'm not going to lie, man. I think I told you this when I first heard it. It was like it got me wanting to do that, you know, that cholo lean, elbows up from side to side.
you feel good, man. You want to suck that bottom lip, man, and just groove. You know what I'm saying? That's all. You know, I kind of take it to Boys in the Hood and the scene where him and Trey are coming back from fishing. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the song comes on, he's like, oh man, I love this song, and he's, you know, he's vibing to it, eyes kind of closed a little bit, looking. That's the kind of music I like. That's the kind of music I want to make people feel good, you know, take you back.
You know, it truly is, and it's instrumental that's only been 2 years. So, you know, any producers or any of my homies that are in the music industry or listening to this, you gotta realize, wait till the other two tracks I drop here in a little bit. But two years, and it's like, you already got an OG, captivated. Everything that I've heard of yours is just deep, deep, and off the hook, bro. You know, I'm from the 916. It's inundated. It's inundated with people who want to be rappers. Just like the Young King, you know, he's from Philly. It's inundated. You know, you look at life in that aspect. How hard is it for somebody like yourself to find that break? Get that extra show, or even get that opportunity to perform?
Hey, it's hard, man. I haven't had no performances yet. It's crazy how, because, you know, when I first started doing this, you know, I told my wife and I told my family, told my friends, I was like, man, look, I don't care about blowing up, man. I just want to make good music that people listen to. And if one person that I know likes it, then my mission is accomplished. But I had a good friend tell me, man, hey, good music's meant to be shared, you know, and I, you know, you're making some good music, you know, and then so, you know, it's just a sacrifice to the family, you know what I mean? The countless weekends in the studio, you know, I was working a full-time job, you know, plus full-time, you know, and trying to get to the studio and try to write raps, you know. I didn't write for the longest time. I just went in the studio and said what I felt, you know, off the beat, but it's just a sacrifice of yourself if you really want to do it. And it's the sacrifice of your family and your support group that you have around you. You know what I mean? Are they willing to, my wife was willing to sacrifice date nights, you know, to let me be in the studio. So I appreciate that.
Well, it's just like today, you know, the Young King made a sacrifice to be up here. You made a sacrifice to be up here, and it's Father's Day. And
oh yeah, for sure. We're barbecuing, you know, in the backyard after you left. But, you know, and they're sacrificing me right now being on the radio show, but they know it's something that I like to do and something that, you know, we're all, they all play my music, you know, from my kids to, you know, to my parents, you know, so, you know, they all like it. So, you know, we're on board with me. They're on board with me.
You know, I never had a fighter transition into music, so I got to kind of ask you, well, you haven't been out on stage yet, so let's go ahead and just, man, throw that question to the side. But I got another question that's really instrumental, because you look at the 916, you got another gentleman there by the name of Voo Peter, you know,
okay.
And brother sounds like Tupac to a T. I mean, a little Asian dude, sound like Tupac to a T. And I'll be honest with you, I was kind of vibing on this issue a little bit, but I took it to people that I mess with in the industry, and they say he ain't going to go nowhere.
Right.
And I was like, what? They said, oh, he ain't going to go nowhere. He sound like Pac. Ain't nobody going to buy into that. They said he might as well just find another career. So when you look at artists like that, how does it make you feel that you were able to make that difference and find your own avenue?
I go back to the old school. I go back to the old style of rapping, to where even if you look at, like, back in the 90s, late 80s, when somebody was rapping, just amongst friends or local people, you know, in the, you know, around Sacramento area, even, you know, worldwide. If you sounded like somebody else, we called it biting. You're biting this style. Oh, did you hear so-and-so? Oh, they bit that style. You know what I mean? I think, you know, when Bone Thugs first came out, you know, Twista was like, oh, they bit my style. You know, yeah, you rap fast, because no one was really rapping that fast. You know what I mean? I'm from Sacramento. I'm from the West Coast. So we really never fucked with nothing Midwest or the East Coast. I mean, we did it a little bit, but, you know, we were used to that bass line, that slow beat, that, you know, them lyrics, that game, you know. And I just think, you know, you had to have your own style, and you had to be dope to be heard. Now so-and-so sounds like so-and-so. I ain't even going to fuck with him. Or so-and-so sounds like so-and-so. That, you know, I don't mess with him. You know, it was the people that stood out that had uniqueness. Like, you could put a Pac record on, you know, it's like Tupac. You know, you can put an Eminem record on, you know it's Eminem or Redman or Method. You know they have that distinct style, but then there's some local rapper that you put him on, you can't tell him from the next gentleman, you know. So it's just that uniqueness that you have to find you and stay in your own lane, I guess. You know, some people aren't meant to be rappers. Some people are meant to be writers, you know, it's vice versa.
Well, yeah, I mean, just like, I believe it was Twisty, you said the Bone Thugs and Harmony stole it. Man, first of all, I'm wearing a Sloan Bone Bone Thugs and Harmony shirt right now. I'm being straight and real with you, bro. You know, and we talked about that earlier on the show. There was a passing of the torch from Eazy-E to Bone Thugs and Harmony. So Twista can get up out of here with that. You know.
Twister. I'm here. Twister was, I don't want you to get it misunderstood. Twister was saying that Bone bit off them, but we know they didn't. But, you know, that's how people are like, oh, you're biting my style. You're trying to get a name off my style. And that's how, you know, and it wasn't true. They, you know, Bone got them records, them classics, man, that, you know, their style with the mix with Eazy-E was something tremendous. Dude, we never heard nothing like that before. You know, I give Bone all that credit, you know. Then no one sounded like that. We were playing that, man. We couldn't. That the tape popped. You know what I mean? The tape, the actual cassette tape popped. Listen to that, for real.
Oh yeah. But you know, on the real, it was a trip, because we just finished up a tour. They're part of the Midwest tour with them, and the first night, Lazy took my son back to his room, and my son actually got to hold the chain that Eazy-E gave them, and. You know, that was a historical moment for my son, but, you know, like Lazy said, not very many people get to see that chain. Not very many people get to even touch it.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, that's family. You know, I'm just going to defend family to a T. But I'm going to drop a little bit more music. We're going to go ahead and play this in its entirety. I kind of like this one, bro. You know, I played your music for one of the producers up from St. Louis a little bit earlier, and they kind of... I mean, they did they dig in on everything. So we're just going to go ahead and drop something else right now, and then we'll come back and jump into the interview.
Yeah, I'm back with another one. Sacramento summer one. Golden on the beat, shit slapping. Yeah, another one. Khaled is the number one. Bae is the dummy one. Cash can't rap, knees slapping. Yeah, funny one. Rapping rappers up there. Smoke you like a honey bun. To dump you in the backwoods. Then I roll a backwoods. Khalifa cooked up in the leaf. Yeah, the honey wine. Then I peel off. Aren't you glad that I got bars? Hit you with that homegrown shit like the backyard. Backyard. Boogie, yogi, yogi. Backyard. Boogie, yogi, yogi. Them. Throw them dubs up, throw them twos up. Sacramento, California, King, do something.
Cash, back.
King.
Hey,
let that shit roll. Hey, didn't know I was gonna come off like that, did you? Hey, that side to side shit, that front to back shit. Shit we grew up with, cash. Come on, hey. Watch your pedal with the strings, one getter with the. Levels to the shit, and I'm steady with the beanie and my crosshairs. The boss here, and I'm taking shots. Meet Jamaica, ass pop, they're mentioning it. I know the Hennessy's the devil. I be dancing with them two step in the crib walking. Shit talking, blood bouncing, blow ounce, move mountains, yeah, I'm barging in. Taking the game by force, didn't wanna let me in when I was knocking, I was kicked out. Baby, better give it to me. I'm in flip mode, I bust your rhymes. Cause you bluffing in your lines, act with lions. Look at me, you the victim in the crime. We got the bad cases, state cases. Life by the street code, the G code. I'll game you up if you need more cash.
I apologize, man. I was all up into that.
Hey, me too. Me too, man. My boy is killing him with those strings, man. That's live music right there. That's live music. My boy did that straight from the garage, straight on the keyboard, man. Straight on them strings. You do that on there. Live music.
That's dope, dude. See, even from the first track, I mean, you diversify it. When did you realize as an artist that you need to, you know, every track has to be something different, has to be something unique. When did you learn to diversify yourself as an artist, Johnny?
It's just how it is, man. I don't want to sound the same on another song than I did on a previous song, or else I just would have made an extra verse to that song. You know what I mean? Like, when I listen to somebody's album, I want to listen to, like, don't get me wrong, there's some people that still have the same style, but that spit so much game, or their lyrics were so good, you don't want them to switch up. You know what I mean? I try to give a little bope. I try to give a little lyrics in there, some cool punchlines, you know what I mean, some metaphors in there. Then I still want that feel-good vibe music, the good music, you know? But, like, to diversify, like, especially if you're not known, like, I don't have a big fan base right now, you know? So for them to hear something different, they're like, oh, okay, you know, I get, you know, taste, you know, what I'm bringing to the table, you know? I'm going to hit you with the hors d'oeuvres, you know what I mean? The main course and the dessert. I'm going to give it to you all, you know what I mean? And then, you know, like, get a fan base to get the people, like, get the requests and stuff, or people like, man, I like this type of song. Let's make this type of song. And you know what I mean? Then it gives me something to look forward to. But for right now, I'm just going to give you the whole smorgasbord, you know what I mean? Just put it all out there and see what you like.
That 916 flavor, bro. That 916 love. See, I tell you what, I was just out in Cali. And, you know, it was, I'll tell you, bro, it was bittersweet, you know, because, you know, life where I live, I'll put it first and foremost, when I came out here 20 years ago, you know, I was the minority. Still pretty much am, you know, but it was like to walk away from a diverse culture and come back, you know, to the Midwest and be the only Mayate in a restaurant, you know, and have people point at you and call you nigger and, you know, treat you like you were somebody different. It was hard, but, you know, I think that, you know, coming from Cali, it taught me, especially coming from the projects, and having people tell me I could never succeed, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do that, it gave me that perseverance to stay out here. You know, being that you are in that diverse culture, and it is inundated, you know, brother, I believe you got what it takes. What do you feel it's going to take for you to make that next step forward to be that artist that's performing every weekend?
I just think they got to take the right person to hear this music. You know what I mean? That's all. You just have to be heard. You got to stay on the grind. You know, I'm willing to pay my dues. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to hop right in the spotlight. I can adapt to it. But you know what I mean? I know people put in work. You know, they put in years. They put in lab time. They put in performance time. They put in free time. You know, they exposure and stuff. You know what I mean? I just think it takes one person to is, you know, that right person to hear the tracks, to hear what I got to say, take the time to interview me, see what's going on, you know what I mean, and see what I'm about, and, you know, we take it from there, you know what I mean, so.
Well, see, I feel you, so I'll be honest with you, man. I'm going to share this with my homie, Sloan. I'm going to put it deep in his ear, because they got DME now, and he's getting to break off, as, you know, they're all starting to go their own ways and do their own little things, sidebar things. I'm going to see if DME will fuck with you, bro, because I believe you got what it takes. I mean, looking at, man, I'm still blown away by 2 years. You know?
Yeah. No, hey, that's no lie, man, no lie. You could ask anybody that knows me, for real. Like, I would always rap along with my CDs, the Columbia houses, you know what I mean? The buying the 10 cassette tapes. You know what I mean? Getting all that music and memorizing all the whole tapes. You know what I mean? Two short tapes, memorizing the E-40 tapes, memorizing the Tupac tapes, Domino tapes, Scarface tapes. Just doing all that, you know? And that just kept me, those different people's styles. And I'm like, man, that's dope. I can listen to every song that would come on. And my wife's like, how do you know that whole song by heart? It's just something that I love doing. And then so I guess when it came to rapping, I look at it for me is I want to listen, I want to say something, I want to spit something, I want to rap about something that I like, that I want to hear, you know, that's what I want. So they're like, it was watch and learn, man. I'm 37 years old. It's a watch and learn game for 37 years, you know what I mean? 35 years before I started rapping. So it's just soaking it all up and then try to just spit it out there and try to see where it goes, man.
You know, what's it going to mean to you, bro, when that day finally does come and you can look at your family and you can tell them thank you for, you know, all the time that they let you do what you got to do? What's it going to mean for you, Cash, to know that when that day comes that you'll start the fulfillment of a legacy that you created for your family?
It's going to mean everything. It's just a payoff. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be the reward. I think. You know what I mean? I'm always working, willing to work hard, and the kids see it, my family sees it, and they believe in me, man, and they believe in me. So, you know, it's just to see the looks on their face, to be like, hey, have you know who my dad is, or, you know what I mean? This is my husband, you know, stuff like that. You know, just the look on their face. That's what's gonna mean the most to me. You know what I mean? That's it. Just to get this music heard, or turn the radio on, and you're on the radio, or something. You know what I mean? That's what I. You know, the fulfillment of the look on their faces and, you know, the reward that they get, that's going to be all. It's going to mean everything to me.
Yeah, well, bro, 2 years, you sure in the hell have turned it up. You caught my attention. Like I told you, I'll be straight honest with you. I'm a prick with who I bring on my show.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
But you got to be, bro. I mean, if people are going to take me serious, then I got to bring real. If I can't bring real, then... Yeah, I mean, I'm just being straight honest. So, I mean, yeah, I get hundreds of, you know, artists every day hitting me up, and I apologize to you. But I mean, out of probably every 200, there might be one I bring on. And, you know, MF hit me, and like I said, bro, I did it as a favor to a homie, but then I heard your music. And to hear you say that you've yet to perform is just, I'll be honest with you, it's mind-blowing to me. Because I'll be the first one to admit, I'd pay to go see you. And I won't pay to go see anybody. I'm just being straight real. People are going to get the understanding of that when I play the last track here in a minute. But I would, because it's like this whole new level of artistry.
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, that's on the real. But this whole new level of artistry is coming up. And it's such a blessing because, you know, we do talk about mumble rapping and ringtone rappers and, you know, how people just spit whatever and it doesn't even make any sense. But
yeah,
now there's like a very few amount of artists that are coming up like you, and I found three of them already. Hopefully you'll be my fourth to make something happen in your life.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, that's the way it should be. You know, people sharing what other people work so hard to become. You know, passion in life is something that people don't realize. You know, it takes determination. I call it the three P's, really. It's pride, passion, and perseverance. And that's truly what
right.
it takes to become an artist or anything in this world. Now, I don't know, man. You caught me off guard. You really blew my mind. The first time I had you on that weekly talk show with the Misfits of Gold, it was a really jacked up show, but that's my kick off your shoe show. And this is my position.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I really got to see who you were. So what does it mean for someone like yourself to come up in life the way you did, to finally get that retribution, that recognition that you worked so hard for?
I think that's just what it is. Like a lot of people, like everybody wants to judge a book by its cover, especially when you see a Mexican fucking tatted up rapper. You're like, oh, man, here goes the same old stupid gangster shit that we're going to hear. You know what I mean? You can buy this at any liquor store, or you can go to, and you know what I mean, hear any corner store, you know, in the neighborhood and hear what they're saying. You know what I mean? But I want to take a different look than that, man. Talk to me first. You know what I mean? See what my tattoos say before you prejudge me, and listen to my music. My music got something. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about killing people. If I'm talking about killing people, it's talking about killing them lyrically or in the booth or you know what I mean, or mentally or something like that. You know what I mean? But it means a lot to people. Like, man, this dude is, you know, he's legit. You look at me. I've never been arrested ever in my whole life. You know, people are like, wow, what, for real? Yeah, man, that's just the pride thing I take. You know, my kids, they see that. You know what I mean? Coming from a family, you know, the family that I come from, man, it's rare. But that's what I was taught. You know what I mean? My dad, my stepdad, my parents, you know what I mean? Don't ever go to jail. Never go to jail. Just for them to keep that in me, you know what I mean? Still raised the way I was raised and survive and let it come out through my music and let people hear it to be acting like, man, this dude did it. Man, I can do it. And I'm doing it late in life. I wish I would have done it earlier. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's what I say in one of the songs, because that's where the music brought me. That's what the game taught me. I'm just putting it out to the speakers.
Most definitely. You know, and, hey, it doesn't matter what age you are, bro. I know this photographer that is 60-something years old, bro, and she's doing her thing. She, you know,
that's what's up.
You know, age is just a number, you know. You know, your passion
right.
is where your heart is. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and drop this track in its entirety. And people, you're really going to get an understanding of why I fell in love with this artist right here. And you're going to see the three different aspects of who he is and how he performs. And this is what caught my attention right here. And, you know, I think it's going to catch the attention of the world, but here we go.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hey, let's show them how to do it. Stoves, hard stand, cheese, relish. Come on, let's kill them on this one. Let's show these youngsters how to do it, yeah, because they're doing it wrong. We doing it right. Hey, shout out hard stand, it's coming from the heart, fam. But
that nigga Daniel, we pull up in that dark van. 18 hopping out no bed like we parachuters, minivan hopping out. I got a parachute, I call them bogus in, but he's saying they got a pair of rubies. Iron sharpened thine, yeah, but first you gotta force a fire. Ever been back in the corner and been forced to fire? We're shooting at your roof, we ain't aiming for your tires. Yeah, we're putting the booth all day, all night. Yeah, we never tired. This ain't a homicide, homie, be cool. Just a lyrical assassination in the booth. Get it? Assassination bloop. Then I blow the top off of the Lincoln and I'm speeding through. I got the real spitters, it's a melee. Yeah, I'm nutty with these bars, call me Payday. Got him, cash out.
A woman that'll make you do wrong. All them efforts still won't pick up your calls. Tap that issue, find it's ragged and blown. Pessimism won't help. She's promiscuous, keeps the trunk full of new clothes. In and out, bounce from home to new hospice. Habitat is noble, it's a jungle, not a place for the heartfelt. Belt is weighing on me, anchor the block. Not a pacifist, but I'll let you pass up and not hit. Today's a good day, all I can say. Me and my bro keep the Boondock Saints docked at the base. Surprise, surprise, just bought a new gauge. Your life is mine, decided to drop chase. Penny pinches, picky bank breakers, take a print at home. If I think it got paper, I need it all. Nothing personal, just not patient. Been working 9 to 5 and it's not enough. I need a breakthrough, cause I'm doing it right, and you keep getting it wrong.
From the Hearts fam, old school like the Park Jam, love and happiness, fat buzz of cannabis, the eyes shine like an amethyst, rolled from the candy flip, used to brandy sip, always kept a gram to sniff, faithful like a ratchet chick, never let her use the bench, she probably crashed the whip. Here's some news to know, always let your doobie glow, never drive with your life on cruise control, cause you can lose your soul. You catch me taking shots of Jameson, like what's your name again? She ran out of cups, playing beer pong, I'ma use your skull, all my juice is gold, stay around loud packs in the grass. Lit. Used to smoke blackin' mouths with the plastic tip. She said your style was slow death. Here's your cancer stick. I'm a hood philanthropist. Bitch, you hear your style like dogs. What a passion, kid.
Got me dancing up here in the studio, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what I mean, man. That's that old school. Bring it to light, though, man. That's what I'm really rapping about. Like, come on, they're doing it wrong. All this passion, man. Put that passion that you got into the stupid shit. Put it into something meaningful, man. You know, where's the passion at? My homie said, "Where's the passion, kid? I see all this noise, man, but where's the passion at? I see all this music, but where's the passion at?" That's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up, bro. And using that Al Green to, you know, feed into that. Oh my goodness.
Hey, one thing about that Al Green sample though, it's not a sample. I told my boy because I wanted to do a song for my wife. You know what I mean, to show appreciation for my wife. And I thought, man, Love and Happiness is a cool beat. I've always been wanting to do something with that. So I sent it to my boy, and he's like, all right. So I went to the studio. And he's like, you want to hear it? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't want to tell you over the phone, but I really don't like sampling other people's shit. You know, he was like, so I played it, and I just played it live on the guitar. So he fucking turned it on, and he grabbed the guitar, and he killed it like that, straight live on the guitar. Man, I was like, wow. Yeah, so that's a live play. That's not a sample. I mean, you have the Al Green sample on there with when he's saying, yeah, you know, and love and stuff, but other than that, that's all we used off that. He played that live.
Shit, that's lit as hell, homie. That's straight lit. I mean, that's even taking that to another level. See, I mean,
yeah,
that's
music. I want to.
You go ahead, bro.
Yeah, no, I just want to perform, and you know, what if you know, he could bring a guitar out, man. You know what I mean? There's something about live music, you know, especially, you know, when you had a message and they start playing that guitar and it's live. There's nothing like it, man, when you see somebody stand up with live music and then actually perform to live music.
Michael Katz, I know you're probably listening to the show because I have one of your artists on, and I know I'm going to be the 21st. I know you listen to every one of my shows. You might be a West Coast flavor, and you might be an East Coast thing, but, bruh, come on, Mike. Hit this brother up. Michael Katz is my homie, dude. He's the owner of Anakin Records, Anakin Music, and he's just flying me out on the 21st to the show with Metanoise, Mad Squabbles, The Young King, and Jazzy. I forget her name. Jazzy. I don't even want to, you know, try to say it.
Right. Right.
Have her all mad at me. Jazzy Jess or something like that. But, you know, the style that you come across with and the walk that you've had, man, is truly inspiring. I mean, you're a true family man. You're true to life. Just want to be heard. But with that being said, man, I'm going to toss the mic to you. If you have a statement that you want to make to any music people that are listening, or just to my listeners, to your fans in general, about what this means to you and what it means going forward in life, brother, the floor is yours.
Oh, for sure. Hey, first of all, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your show and the outlet of just being heard. And sometimes that's all we got. That's all we want to be is heard. That's why we make noise. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping I'm causing enough noise, you know, for somebody to hear me. You know what I mean? And recognize that, you know, I got this West Coast flavor, but I'm willing to go anywhere, man, to spread this, you know, spread this music, man. That's what I did it for. I didn't do it just to say I did something to kick off the bucket list. You know, if someone's willing to take a chance on me, man, take a chance on me, and you know, let's see what we can do. You believe in me? I believe in myself. You know, there's nothing better than that, but. You know, I'm thankful for my wife and my family, man, that sacrificed to allow me to do this, the hours, you know, the time writing, you know, me stopping in traffic just to write a verse down or, you know, write a line down because, you know, I don't want to forget it, you know, or something like that. You know, my support group, my boy, producer, Mike G, man, he tears it up. MF, you know, he heard it and instantly just, hey, boy, man, I got to talk to you. Hit me up right away. You know, and, you know, we've talked from back and forth. I know him for some years now, but. You know, he was never this, you know, excited, even about me fighting him. You know what I'm saying? He's more excited about the music, which is a cool thing. But, man, not just everybody, man, just be on the lookout for me because if you don't let me in the dome, I'm going to kick it down. You know, I'm going to be heard one way or another, you know. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, and on that note, every artist that's ever been on my show will tell you one thing. The show don't stop here. See, that's what you can find out about me, brother, in life. The show don't stop here. You know, this episode may be over, but I'm still going to share you, you know, and I'm going to share you with the people that matter. Hey, that's how it should be, man. Well, you know, I just want to let MF Beck know, thank you, brother, because if it wasn't for MF Beck, I would have never known about you, Cash. And
MF deserve it too, man. That's what's up. We're going to work on something soon, me and him together. I owe him. You know what I mean? We'll be on the lookout for that. Me and MF are going to drop something real soon.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, brother, you know, I know it's Family Day, for Father's Day. I know you're out there, you know, barbecuing. I don't want to take much more of your time, but this ain't going to be the last time I have you on the show either. You know,
no doubt, man. I'm looking forward to it.
In all aspects, yeah. With that being said, yes, man, is there any shout-outs you want to give to anybody other than your family before I let you off the air, social media? Anything?
Hey, yeah, every artist in Sacramento, man. We got a limelight right now. We got a spotlight. We got a platform. Let's all get together and keep this light going, man. Make this movement. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people be at odds in the city, but, man, we need to just let that shit go. Make some good music to tell them that, you know, show them that Sacramento is really strong in this game, you know. Catch me on social media. Twitter, capital K-A, $H. Same thing with Instagram at KA$H, all capitals. If you can't find me there, it's J Cash number 9, spelled out 1 and a 6. For sure. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening. You know, thanks for the inspiration. I even appreciate the hate. It makes me you add fuel to the fire. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Cash.
Hey, much love. God bless you, bro. Peace out, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cash from the 916. Boy, I tell you what, 2 years in this industry, damn, can you imagine, brother, in a big studio, having the time to do an album, right? I mean, you have to hear what he's doing. He's killing it. He's killing it. So, all my music industry fam, get at me. The boy's fresh, and you ain't even heard all of his tracks yet like I have. I tell you what, inspiring. And I think that's what, you know, a word to the new artist. Take a little bit of the old, take a little bit of you, take a little bit of today, and create greatness. And I think that's what these artists are truly doing. On that note, I think, you know what, I'm going to jump a little bit out of here with somebody who truly inspires me. And even though it is Father's Day, there's those mothers out there that took care of us when Daddy wasn't around. So here's a little Tupac, Dear Mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police.